Thank you very much indeed, Helen. So as Helen said, over the last few weeks at St Mary's, we've been looking at one of the most important questions of our time. And this is the question, where do we find our identity? Who are we? Who are we when we know and love Jesus? And I want this morning to think about what it means for us to be children of God. It's a great thing to think about on Mothering Sunday. Hands up if you are somebody's child. Okay, that looks like almost everybody. Is that right? Hands down. Brilliant. So we've got two Bible readings. I thought rather than me read them to you, we could read them together because they're quite short. So are you ready? Yes, good. Okay, let's read this one. This is from John chapter 1, verse 12. And this is something that we're supposed to read like it's got exclamation marks all over it, because it's amazing news. Okay, so let's read it like that. Yet, to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. That's amazing, isn't it? Okay, so they're supposed to read it like that. Okay, try that with the second one. And it's a similar thing from 1 John chapter 3. Okay, so, oh my goodness! See what great love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are! Should we try that again? That, and that is what we are. Okay, a bit more amazing. And that is what we are! Fantastic, well done. That is just astonishing that the creator of the universe, the one before the Big Bang, however many billions of years ago it happened, loves you and me and says, I want you to be my children. That's love that's lavish. Lavish is one of those words you use when you want cream on top of your ice cream. It's amazing. You and I are children of God. And I want just very, very briefly to think about some things that being children comes with. Okay, and maybe they might speak to all of us, whether we're very young or very old. Maybe we're not really sure if we know God yet. Maybe they might say something to us. Particularly, I want to think about what it looks like to be healthy children. The first thing about being children, like you, young man, is that you have to be born. So hands up again, anybody here who at one stage was born? Okay, oh, one or two hands down, keep them up. One or two hands, thank you, young man. There we are. That's amazing, isn't it? All of us, one day, I hope you're not too squeamish, one day all of us were like this. Ah, that's true. Hard to believe, but it's true. For some of us, it was a long, 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 long time ago. Some of us, it was quite recently. And you know, we talked about it in the baptism service. Jesus says, if you want to be children of God, you've got to be born. A man called Nicodemus, who was a religious leader, came to see Jesus in John's gospel and said some things to Jesus about, wow, I get some of what you're saying. It's amazing. You must have come from God. And Jesus says an amazing thing to Nicodemus. He says, Nicodemus, if you want to be part of God's family, if you want to see the kingdom of God, then, Jesus replied, very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God or be part of God's family unless they are born again. And Nicodemus had that picture in his mind that I've just shown you and said, oh, Jesus, that's horrible. You can't go back into your mother's womb and be born again. And Jesus said, no, Nicodemus. But if you want to know what it is to be God's family, you have to be born by water and the Spirit. You have to have God's Holy Spirit come and live in you. You see, being a Christian, being a child of God, isn't just about minding your P's and Q's. It's not just about Christian values. It's about a relationship with the God who loves you and is closer to you this morning than the person next to you. And he wants to come and live in you. How does that happen? It happens simply by saying yes to Jesus, by saying what the parents and godparents have said this morning. I turn to Christ. I repent of my sin. I submit to Jesus with all of my life. And God comes and fills us with his Spirit and gives us new birth. We're born again, or born from above. I wonder whether you've experienced that. You can experience it even today in this church. In fact, that's not just something that God offers to us as individuals. It's something he offers to the whole of his creation. In Romans chapter 8, Paul talks about looking forward to when Jesus comes again. And he says the whole of the cosmos will be reborn. The creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God. I love that phrase, the glorious freedom of the children of God. Knowing Jesus, trusting Jesus, is about knowing the glorious freedom of the children of God. So much for being born. Another being you need to be a healthy child is being loved. And all of us, I hope, have felt love, but all of us also sometimes have missed out on love. And as we've said already this morning, God's love is constant and never changing. I wonder whether you've ever grown, hands up if you've ever grown any little seeds in a pot. Lots of you have. What they need to grow healthy and strong is to put down deep roots so that they can sprout. Isn't that right? Is my biology right? A bit like this. Oh, a bit like this. Look at that. Wow. And look what's happening. When they put down roots, they can flourish. And you know, I think healthy soil and water is like God's love. When we let God's love into our lives, we can start to grow healthy and strong and bear fruit for him. Isn't that amazing? God invites you and me to know, this morning, to know his unconditional love, which is vast, wider than the ocean, deeper than the sea. Do you know God's love? Just a couple of others. Next, being dependent. In order to become God's children, we actually have to say to God, we need you. I've been watching this morning, and I see that Nathaniel and Hallie have both had a snack on the front row, making me feel quite hungry. But one of the things I noticed is they couldn't feed themselves, could they? They needed their mums or their dads to feed them. And being a child of God means, yes, it does, it means saying to God, I need you. And then God comes in Jesus and says, great, let's sort things out. And he forgives us from the past, sets us free today, and gives us hope for the future. That's the story of the cross. Two more very briefly, being trusting. In our baptism, we said for the little ones, I believe in God. But we also said, I trust in God. And faith is both belief and trust. Part of being a child and growing healthy is knowing that your dad or your mum or whoever it is going to catch you. And if I remember my boys, who it seems a long time ago now, they kept shouting, higher, dad, higher, when I would throw them in the air. To be a child of God, we just need to learn to trust God. And finally, as well as being trusting, we need to be long. That doesn't sound right, does it? Does that mean short people can't be children of God? No, it's a bit mixed up, like my words at the baptism. Let's see if we can remix it. Ah, that's better. We need to be long. And that's the invitation that God gives to every one of us this morning. Whether we're young or old, whether we're rich or poor, whether we feel religious or we're not even sure if God exists, because of Jesus Christ, because God in Jesus came to give his life for us, he says, I want you to belong, and nobody needs to get left out. All you need to do is say yes to Jesus. Isn't that amazing? I think it's amazing. Why don't we say children of God like it's amazing? Like children of God? All together, shall we? And then I'll shut up and sit down. Okay, ready? Children of God! Let's pray. Father, thank you for the amazing truth that you want every one of us to belong to you. That we don't have to do anything. We don't have to work harder or try harder or grow up to be your children. We just need to put our trust in you. Help us this morning to know your love in our lives, to learn to trust you. And please come and fill us with your Holy Spirit so we might know what it is to be born again, to be born from above. In Jesus' name and for his glory, we pray. Amen.